This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dozens of bits and pieces of important medical information every week on the Good Day Health Show, and this, I predict, will be one of those hours. Momentous information from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is here courtesy of his own creative mind, the work he does at his clinic in Salt Lake City. He's a Nook chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner, understands your gut. And there's a lot of that information discussed on the current, we have two podcasts actually every week on gooddayhealthshow.com. One of them is Jack's, one of them is Ken Kronhaus. So the Jack stroll into information that you don't know about has to do with women not getting flu vaccines and the gut and all the things that have come as a result of the discussion that we had here with Dr. Michael Murray. So if you have gut issues, you'll want to, if you're taking Tums all the time, you'll want to listen to the current podcast from Jack Stockwell at gooddayhealthshow.com. Okay, now, the overwhelming interest that we have in things at forbiddendoctor.com. There are a lot of people who go there every week to get the podcast. You got another one on the flu. So how many altogether do you have on the flu? Didn't you do a series last year or when you first got started on the flu?
Yes. Every time the season rolls around, we kick out one or two on the flu.
Right.
And because of the seriousness of the current season, the latest one, it's a little longer. This is probably one of the longest podcasts we've ever done, but it's the flu, how to avoid it, what to do if you get it, and how to get over it quickly.
Mm-hmm. There are lots of stats. A lot of younger women. We've had more people die this year, I think, of flu-related diseases. And a lot of them are unexplained. That is, how do they get the flu, and how is it they can't ward it off by having a strong immune system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you have a response to that.
Yes, and it's very detailed, but it's for the person, the man or woman on the street, that they can understand this stuff. It's not that difficult. It's not that complicated.
All right. So that's what's at the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you get a lot of information, the symptom survey that Jack has for people to go in, his concierge medical opportunities for those of you, no matter where you are, to get help anytime you want it. Sign up for that after you take the symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There also, I wonder, and I think sometimes the question has come up, Jack, as to the benefits of taking, for example, you have a formula, an enzymatic formula, long-life energy enzymes that you and Mary have developed. And one wonders sometimes, do you take those instead of, let's say we are talking about balance of nature and how they help those vegetables and fruits that are part of their system, how they help enhance your immune system. Is the enzyme supposed to enhance your immune system or deal with what's in your gut?
Well, the enzymes, you know, like the balance of health, you're going to get serious levels of vitamins and enzymes and minerals in those things, mm-hmm. and which will definitely enhance your body's immune response. The enzymes, on the other hand, are completely different. What they do is help to complete the digestive process when you take these things or you're eating any other food, because as we get older, we have less strength of the stomach acid. We have less potent digestive enzymes that our pancreas makes. So these are an assist and a kick in the backside to get full digestion to take place, because when you do that, all the things that you think that are in the food actually can be broken down into their constituent parts, get through the wall of the gut into the bloodstream where they belong. Whereas a weak digestive system, a lot of what you think you're getting from your food is just going to go right on through because it's not fully broken down. And that's what the enzymes do. Breaks down everything that you eat.
All right. So you'll want to have those as part of your daily routine. And if I might evaluate your health in a very simple way, you're not like most other Americans. That is, you don't get enough fruit. You don't get enough vegetable input. It's key. Having more fruits and vegetables, key in getting all the natural vitamins your body needs. At Balance of Nature, they add more fruits and vegetables to your daily diet. Their whole food supplements, both fruits and vegetables, several natural health products. They also have a fiber and spice product that's very good. Whole food supplementation. Jack will tell you how important that is to have your immune system working on all 8 cylinders or all 10 cylinders or all 12 cylinders. Depends on how big your engine is, but you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
You need real nutrition. You get 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables in a day by supplementing with the veggies and the fruit. They're each in separate capsules. Take one of each in the morning and one of each at night, and you will have, through supplementation, given your body the perfect combination of the fiber and the things that you need in your system to make the body ward off things like we're talking about here. Give your body every chance, no matter what, every chance you can to really have a chance to stay healthy through the winter months. I think that's really the bottom line message.
Well, absolutely. And why are fruits, why are vegetables necessary? Why do we have to eat those things? Grandma said, finish those vegetables. Kids have a propensity to eat more fruit than vegetable because fruit has an awful lot of sugar in it. But these, you know, you're not going to build muscles with broccoli, and you're not going to run faster with strawberries. But these things have minerals in them, and they have vitamins in them, and they have enzymes and cofactors inside of them that help the body cleanse itself, to purify itself, to detoxify itself, so that the other things that we eat that build the body are even that much more effective. And a lot of people, you know, the standard recommendation of this many servings of vegetables or this many servings of fruit often go unheard or unheeded. And what a wonderful way to be able to supplement the effect that these things have in helping the body to constantly clean itself out and provide vitamins and minerals than to take something like Nature's Balance.
Nature's Balance. Fruits and vegetables will boost your immune system over 700% when you take it regularly over the course of the first month and keep it where it needs to be. So check out all of their testimonials at balanceofnature.com and order the product, balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Save money. As a matter of fact, the first month is a free supply when you use the code DJV. So get at it right now. Make sure your body is really working the way you want it to. Go to balanceofnature.com, order the fruits and veggies using the promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
It's buy one, get one at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find the essentials you need and the hot deals you want. Need one good reason to shop this week? How about two? Buy one, get one free on select CVS Health, Nature Made, and Nature's Bounty vitamins. Plus, buy one, get one free on all CVS batteries. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
All right, so we're working our way through the information that Jack has, all the various things that are important in the world of medicine. It's food, though. It's what you put in your body. I want to underscore that. I know you've done a number of podcasts on that. We talk about supplements all the time. Supplements are great. They're necessary because we acknowledge that people are not eating well. But the food that you put in your body, I noticed that Target is now introducing a kombucha line. What does kombucha do? Why is this the craze?
Well, it's loaded with probiotics. It's loaded with helping bacteria. And it's derived from a particular kind of mushroom, and then you ferment that, and then you for the most part, filter a lot of that out of it. And you let it just ferment for a period of time, a week, 2 weeks. Well, you know, it's...
It really tastes awful.
I enjoy it. I didn't like it at first because there's very low sugar content.
Mm-hmm.
And but I like the carbonation that's in there. And there's different flavors. And the flavors, I have to admit, are rather subtle.
Yeah.
But it's loaded with probiotics. And especially if you're drinking it on an empty stomach, that fluid's going to go through the stomach so fast into the gut where those probiotics can go and grow and ferment inside of you even further to help balance the microbiome that's in the gut. A lot of people who start using things, and kombucha's not cheap. A can of soft drink's a lot cheaper than a bottle of kombucha.
Well, but that's not, we're not looking to, I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody is foolish to think that this is not a thirst quencher. This is really food.
Yes.
From what I can figure, looking at it as a blueberry grape product, for example, 70 calories in a bottle, it's a 15-ounce bottle, 17 grams of sugar, 15 of which are added sugar, 3% juice from concentrate, Health Aid's California grape drink has 80 calories, 6 grams of sugar, 10% cold press. So sometimes you wonder, kombuchas are better than others. Maybe it's kind of like...
Well, you still want to look at the carbohydrate content, and you want to find out what company has made it, and get online and research them a little bit, because like anything else that's terribly unregulated, like this kind of a market is, there's always going to be somebody who's going to make a cheaper product, throw in a little bit more sugar, to appeal to that part of your taste buds.
It's like the whole organic thing. Organic isn't what it was as it got started. It really isn't.
Well, didn't I see something in the news recently with either Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola? One of them are going to start making a flavored mineral water.
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
they are now already. They're already doing it.
Yeah, that's kind of where the direction things are going. And I'll tell you, it won't be long once they examine and research the market. They'll probably put out a line of kombucha. You can make it at home. You can make it at home really cheap.
Really? Which U.S. city do you think buys the most kombucha?
Santa Monica.
No, that's a good guess, though. Portland, Oregon buys on average 78 times more than any other place. Portland is a lot. Seattle, kind of a lot like, in a progressive sense, like Santa Monica. Not as expensive to live there. New Yorkers buy 3 times the kombucha as the national average. All right, so there we have all you needed to know and then some about kombucha, whatever it is, kombucha. Kombucha, come here and we'll kombucha you. 21 after the hour, good day, health.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Change after the hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. Jack has the website Forbidden Doctor. Forbidden Doctor has all kinds of things in there and on there, in and on there, that are very helpful. This is the sort of thing I think is a service for all of you, all of us. That's why we're doing this here. So we'll proceed with some more info from Jack on a new study that's been done by the French, drawing attention to the link between processed foods and cancer. I think that this was a big study, 100,000-plus people, Jack, and we're talking about things that come out of restaurants. We're talking about things that come out of the grocery store. Where do these processed foods, ultra-processed foods that people eat? I thought there was less of it being eaten in Europe than in America. Is that not the case?
Well, there's always something new that comes out because most of this stuff is pretty faddish. And, yes, there's less of it going on over there than there is going over here. There's a greater emphasis on preventive health in Europe than there is here. Again, it comes down to the dollar. Because the United States, of like 42 industrial countries, is the only one that doesn't have universal health care. And when the government has to pick up the health care bill, they're going to push what really works. So you see a lot of information coming out from the government in these countries, especially the UK, warning people about these kinds of things. And what are we talking about? We're talking about mass-produced packaged breads and buns, sweet or very spicy potato chips, chocolate bars that are less than 70% chocolate, soft drinks, meatballs, poultry, fish nuggets, stuff that's prepared ahead of time, instant noodles and soups, frozen or shelf-life ready meals. All you got to do is microwave them, foods that are made entirely from sugars and bad oils and bad fats, this kind of stuff. They looked at it and they found there was a direct relationship between people who these kinds of foods make up the majority of their diet and the incidence of cancer. And it was published in the British Medical Journal, and they said one of the finishing statements, if the amount of ultra-processed food increased by 10%, the number of cancers increased by 12%.
Hmm.
So there's, you know, it needs more study. Now, they're not going to say that, you know, that processed lunch meat causes cancer. They're just going to say there is an association here. We need more research. But look what's in this stuff.
This certain, hello, common sense, ding, 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 anybody home?
Yep.
What we know about the wrong fats and stuff being cooked in these things, anything that's instant that you get,
yep.
A lot of sweet things, as you were discussing. And this was a study over 5 years of mostly middle-aged women, right? And you underscored that.
Yep.
And so it seems to me, my daughter and I were having this conversation the other day, and she said, well, you know, a lot of people can't afford to eat the right way, so this is hand. Now, you know, and I, God love my daughter.
No, that's not
she's
true.
She's very smart, but that's not really,
Megan's
that
not
isn't
right.
really true.
That isn't
no,
true.
Isn't. No, it isn't.
The more you eat nutrient-dense food, the less you need. When you're eating food like I just was talking about here a second ago, you're not getting the essential micronutrients that your brain is craving. And so it compels you with more hunger and more hunger and more hunger to eat more, to eat more, to eat more, because it's trying to get what it needs to survive.
Right. Yeah.
When you give it in a nutrient-dense source, you're going to find out you're eating far less food.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not hungry.
Right.
And you have no cravings or desire for anything else.
There you go. There's a good thing to think about. Women who clean a lot, you need to be paying attention to our next conversation here as we continue on Good Day Health. It's 28 past the hour right now. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Two Colorado neighbors both had pet dogs and jobs requiring frequent travel. So they had an arrangement for many years where they took care of each other's dogs when either was out of town. Then they found out they'd been breaking the law all along and could face stiff fines. Like many other states, Colorado required anyone who cared for a pet to have a license and pay fees. But the law made no distinction between a large commercial kennel and a neighbor or family member. One of these neighbors looked through the lens of liberty and realized her private dealings with friends were none of the government's business. She took up the cause and convinced the state to change the law so that helping your neighbor take care of their dog is no longer a crime. Good job.
For more, check out our podcast at Lens of. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
After the hour now with the Good Day Health Show in our focus, or actually really your health and well-being. Lots of great tips, experiences from Jack Stockwell, who along with his wife, Mary, run a fabulous clinic in Salt Lake City where you can, the locals come in by the dozens, the droves every day, hundreds of people every week, thousands of people every month go to Jack for treatment. There's a Nooka chiropractor. He specializes in the upper cervical spine area, that is your neck, and amazing things happen. I experienced it when I was there a couple of weeks ago, how Jack just manipulated some little thing in my neck and it opened up when I get up. I said to you, did I say I was dizzy when I get up? I said,
yeah,
I just felt a flush of blood going into my head. And that's what happens when you work through some of the issues that are caused by having
and
a
and look
neck
how much
mind.
Better you've been on the radio ever since.
Fabulous. Yes. Just look at how much better I've been.
That brain is so fast now.
My brain is working overtime. Yep. There also are opportunities for those of you who have questions about your health care. This is really a fabulous opportunity for you to get on the inside with someone who really knows their way around. They have all the tools to analyze your body, and they have this very unique idea. When it comes to consultation, the way that Jack operates, if you would like to participate, you can find all the explanations for how his practice works on ForbiddenDoctor.com. But you do start everything by taking the health survey, symptom survey, and then, you know, you build a program based on that.
Yeah, and it's absolutely free. There's no cost at all. In fact, and then once I get a little bit of a profile of what's going on with you, we offer the first month of concierge hand-holding health care for free. If you don't think it's worth what we want for that after the first month, you can just cancel it without any charge on your part. And I'll tell you, we charge $79 a month for consultations, for constant texting, for discounts, for a lot of different benefits. They're worth far more than that. But it's being able to talk or to text with Mary and I directly. There's one lady I must have texted back and forth at least a dozen times just last week alone to help her get through a problem that she was having. And it just starts off with a symptom survey that's absolutely free. There's no obligation to any of this stuff till after 30 days if you want to keep it going.
All right. I mentioned that women who do a lot of cleaning around the house could be in store for a problem with their lungs. There's a new study out suggesting household cleaning products might do as much damage to your lung as smoking cigarettes. You know how you hear from time to time about women, it's becoming more frequent actually, the number of women dying of lung cancer who have not smoked. And this may be the key that's been unlocked. 6,000 people participated in this study that found women who use cleaning products at home or at work see dramatic decreases in lung functionality over the years. In fact, continued exposure to all of these products is about as bad as smoking a pack or two of cigarettes a day if you've done it for 10 to 20 years. Study also suggests, Jack, that there's no difference in lung function between men who routinely use cleaning products and those who don't. So it's more with women. Fewer men work with cleaners anyway, I think, than do women. I'm not sure about
But there's other sources. There's other sources. People who work around the petroleum industry. And interestingly enough, the number one job in America for men, and it's rather exclusive in this group, but the number one job for men in America who end up with lung problems that go on are professional golfers.
Really?
They're
out on the course with all of that stuff on the greens, that cancerous stuff.
That's right, that have had months of preparation by the greenskeeper to make the thing look good on television. Number one for women, hairdressers, who are constantly breathing those kinds of chemicals. And it's like somebody who starts smoking. They get a little bit of a cough at first, and then there's nothing. And probably for years and years before the real problems begin to show up. And this study, I haven't read it, I'd like to, but I probably couldn't endorse it any more than I already have without reading it, simply because I run across this stuff in practice all the time. Remember, a third of all lung cancer, a third of all lung cancers are in people who do not smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it coming from?
It's coming from the environment, being around carpeting. The stuff that's in carbon, you do wall-to-wall carpeting, you're signing your death warrant. You'll lose 10 years off your life if you breathe that crap in. It's really awful. It ought to be outlawed, but it isn't because there's too much money in it. So, you know, you get yourself exposed to it, and it's your tough luck. It's really horrible, that stuff. Wall-to-wall carpeting,
another reason for a powerfully strong immune response inside the body to handle these kinds of poisons.
All right, we got a question from somebody this week, and it really has to do, actually, it's tied into another survey that I talked about on the air, I think, a few days ago. Kara, you can maybe refresh my memory as to when I talked about this. I remember talking about it, but I don't remember when I did. Because I go through some of this stuff and have so much material in my head, I don't remember. It seems like I just talked about it. It may have been a week ago or a month ago. At any rate, the number of years you live, depending on what you do, in part. I found the story, Jack, of this fellow who's 106 years old. You may have heard me telling the story on the air, who's a barber. He stayed working, still cuts hair a couple of days a week. He lives to go to that barber shop and visit with his clients.
Absolutely.
And that's why he has stayed. That's his longevity quotient.
Yeah.
If you're doing something you really like, if you feel like there's a purpose to your life, you will add 7 to 10 years to your life without question.
We have a podcast on this fellow who was born and raised in Greece, fought for the U.S. troops in World War II, got American citizenship, came to America, became a construction contractor in Florida, contracted lung cancer, was given 6 months to live, and didn't want to die in America. He wanted to go back to Greece. So he goes back to Greece so he can die with his ancestors. He spends 2 or 3 hours in the morning tending to his garden, and then he spends the rest of the day down at the pub playing dominoes with his friends and drinking wine. It was 103 at the last time this report was given. Doing what he loves, getting away from the stress that suppresses the immune response.
I had a story yesterday, I was just trying to find it and I can't, about a fellow who was given, he had cancer, and it was some bad, it was a really serious cancer, And he was told he had 4 months to live, get your things in order. And he decided, okay, I'm going to do this, this, this. He's climbed Mount Everest.
Yes.
This was, by the way, he was, I think he was 13 or 14. He was just a kid.
Yeah, 29. Got Hodgkin's. Didn't he have Hodgkin's?
Yeah, right. 29 years old now. And he's had cancer twice, and he just beat it because his attitude, I don't know, what he eats, his attitude, all that stuff plays into. So if somebody says to you, you have cancer and you're probably going to die, then I would say, screw you, I'm not going to live by that statistic and go for it. Maybe it'll work and maybe it won't, but it's certainly worth the try, isn't it, if you like life.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes, you just change the environment that caused that kind of a problem to emerge. Yeah. One is the levels of stress you're dealing with, the other is your diet. Those are the two most powerful contributing factors.
You know what? Also, you can measure. This is something I like to do because I like strength. I like being strong. And so I keep one of those grip things in the car when I'm driving. I'm always squeezing my hands to keep them. And I grew up around cows, milking cows. And so my hands and my grip has always been. You, I think, said to me once, ooh, don't shake my hand. I didn't say don't shake my hand, but you said, oh, that's quite a shake. There's a study out that shows that hand strength is a better predictor of mortality than blood pressure. There are all kinds of devices around. There's a dynamometer, I think is what it's called. You can figure out by pressing it, how strong your grip is. And if you have a good, strong grip, that's going to help you. It's just one of the indicators of living a long life. So practice that. Keep strength in your body. There's nothing better, I think, aesthetically, than muscle on men and women. I think as women, you see more and more women as they get older now, not just trying to lift weights enough to keep their bones and muscle strong, but to develop that look. And that also is quite sexy, if I do say so myself. Maybe I'm the only one who's going to say that, but...
No. When a woman hits menopause, she's going to put on an extra 10 to 20 pounds of weight anyway, because that's just the way the system works. Yeah. The ovaries producing less estrogen. Fat cells will produce estrogen when called upon to do so. But they can still have that tone about them that comes from not sitting on the couch 8 hours a day, and I'm certainly not trying to sound sexist by that, but when they stay physically active, and sometimes
fat guys sit on the couch all day long.
Well, sometimes women become even more physically active when they hit menopause.
This
trigger inside of them says get moving, and they still have a wonderful tone to them, even though they put on a few pounds.
All right, so not only is hand strength important, but I saw something important as far as your longevity is concerned. Remember when I was in your office and I was doing foot stand 1 foot at a time?
Yeah.
And Mary had tested me with this last year and I didn't do very well. So she gave me a couple of things from standard process. I forget what they were. And then a few minutes later, she said, well, I did better at first anyway of standing. You, anybody listening right now, try this. If you're somewhere where you can stop what you're doing and you're on your feet, try standing on your left foot for a while without help, not leaning on a chair anywhere. You put your arms out a little bit. And then try standing on your right leg for a little while. See how long you can count before you can't hold yourself up. I used to be bad at that. Now I'm much better at it, as I've been practicing it, but it's really a good indicator as to how long you will live.
The product is RNA, this ribonucleic acid.
Right.
RNA,
right.
It's derived from food, and it's the messenger signal between your DNA and cell function.
Yep.
And when you take this, boy, I'll tell you, you can get some pretty fast reaction of improved brain activity that is manifested through balance.
Speaking of improvement, let's improve your overall well-being with Krill Omega. Say it again, Doug. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. There's no question you need omega-3s. Jack will tell you that. But what form of them should you take? Fish oil? Omega-3s come in krill oil as well. And so the debate went on for a long time until finally Purity Products bit the bullet. Put them both together in the same small pill, so you get krill oil and omega-3 oils together in Krill Omega 50 Plus. It has CoQ10 in it for energy. So the fish oil that comes is basically how you keep your heart healthy, your cardiovascular system functioning, get blood to your brain, to your muscles, all over the important areas of your body. The skin's the biggest organ. Get the blood to your skin. This is a great, great enhancing product.
There are volumes. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's volumes of research on this.
Yep.
Volumes of peer-reviewed research in double-blind studies of omega-3s and what it does to improve the health of the heart. I mean, volumes. Yet, if I went out on the street as a licensed healthcare professional and started telling people you can get over your heart disease if you'll increase omega-3s in your diet, yep. I can get in serious trouble from the FDA, even though
wonderful.
There are volumes of study to prove that.
So, prove it to yourself. Get a hold of Purity Products. Call now. For this free offer, Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493.
It's buy one, get one at your local CVS pharmacy, where it's easy to find the essentials you need and the hot deals you want. Need one good reason to shop this week? How about two? Buy one, get one free on select CVS Health, Nature Made, and Nature's Bounty vitamins. Plus, buy one, get one free on all CVS batteries. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti On Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Good day, health. Doug Steffen here with an overview of where the healthiest spot in America is. If you get sick, people are moving in droves to Austin. Ever been a waitress or worked in a video store, made lattes at a coffee shop? You know that sick days, at least paid ones, are a luxury. So this is a different twist on getting sick and what happens as a result of the cultural differences in the city of Austin. It's not necessarily a place to get well, but they have a better attitude than many cities do. Matter of fact, the city council there voted 9-2 to make paid sick leave a mandatory requirement for all non-government employees. And that means if you're an employer and you got somebody working for you, you got to make sure that they have sick days. Austin is now the first city in Texas to regulate sick leave. Businesses with 15 or fewer employees have to cover 48 hours of paid sick leave, which is equal to 6 full 8-hour days. All other private employers will be required to provide up to 64 hours of paid sick leave. What do you think of that? Micromanaging? I don't think that's up to the government to do that, but that's what they're doing. If you've got a small business, 5 or fewer employees, you also have to be required to give paid sick leave, but not for a couple of years. Employees accrue paid sick leave at the rate of 1 hour per 30 hours worked. Wow. That's a killer of local businesses. I wouldn't want to have to live in that circumstance and have it apply to my business, frankly. Record-setting flu has been the reason for that down there. That's what they say anyway. So if you want a lot of sick leave, sick days, move to Austin. I guess that's the message there. Like it or lump it. This is the Good Day Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Doctor, 53 after the hour. Time to attend to our needs medically. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, who is responsible for lots of great information as a public service we present to you on this program. Two different doctors, different points of view. Expect you to listen and learn when it comes to both of them. And then we have the podcast, which is assimilated from the conversations we have on the air, and sort of edited down so that you get the essence, the nuance, quickly in terms of our health. It's gooddayhealthshow.com where the podcasts are. And the most recent Jack Stockwell contribution, we had Dr. Michael Murray on in a broadcast to discuss the health of the gut. Dr. Murray is one of the leading authorities on natural medicine, along with Jack, published a lot of books. And so as somebody who has a lot of focus on the gut, he and Jack had a great conversation about problems that you may be having, symptoms that contribute to your issues, and how you can treat them. So if you're reaching for Tums all the time, you might want to listen to the most recent Jack Stockwell podcast at your gooddayhealthshow.com. Gooddayhealthshow.com. Got a lot of great reviews from people who are in the podcast business. So, as a matter of fact, Jack has a podcast. He and his wife do a podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com that focuses on a lot of the issues of Victoria and Jack just talking off the air about flu. Apparently, one of the things we talk about in the podcast that I'm just making reference to at GoodDayHealthShow.com, Jack's contribution is a warning to women who are pregnant. Don't get a flu shot. And so in carrying it one step further, Jack, talking with Victoria about the things that are in, you said some things just a few minutes ago I didn't know, or in a flu shot. Maybe we ought to spend a minute talking about the reasons, because you and Ken Kronhaus differ on this 100%. We talked for a long time about mercury being in the cheaper flu shots, and that's what they use for preservatives, so to keep the value of the flu shot longer, and then that was taken out. I didn't know aluminum was put in its place.
Well, it's to satisfy those who've been scared to death by putting the most neurotoxic material outside of radioactive stuff inside the body, which is mercury, of course. But aluminum is also extremely neurotoxic.
And aluminum causes dementia, Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah.
You get that stuff in your brain.
Yeah, why would you want to shoot that into your system? These things, you're told that these things are put in there for a preservative. There's several other preservatives in there. But the
what could they use as a preservative that wouldn't hurt you? Aluminum is cheap, and obviously mercury was cheap. But what are you? What can
that
you
question?
Use?
That question stems from the premise that the shot would be okay without the aluminum or the mercury.
Right. Yes.
But there's so many other chemicals in there. It's not a secret. It's not a mystery. All you have to do is ask, may I see the insert that came in the package with the vial? And you read it and then read the side effects. They're printed there with it. And when you read the contents of what's in a vaccine, most people think it's just a couple of ounces of sterile water and an attenuated or dead bug that's in there. It's not true. There are many, many chemicals present. We have podcasts on this at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are many chemicals present that are designed to do a lot of different things, but it's designed to shock, to utterly shock the connection between the immune alliance inside the body and the nervous system to recognize and force the body to build antibodies. And it does. Within 2 weeks, you'll have antibodies to what's taken place. But you've seriously got the cart before the horse. The normal immune response in the body is for the body to go through a 6-stage when you get exposed to something, and then within 7 to 10 days, your body builds antibodies to what you've been exposed to. That's what's coming out in our next podcast this week. And then you've got lifetime immunity to that. But when you take the chemical route, you poison the system, and you create what's known as immune system dysregulation. Your immune system's upside down, and suddenly you've got an autoimmune disease.
Well, this is all the more reason to enhance your immune system. That's where you're really, not with everybody, but most people who are using Balance of Nature products. They've formulated natural health products that help your body feel healthy, maintain balance. It's a physical thing. And you find the supplements that are basically ripened fruits and vegetables, they enhance your immune system 700%. So you want to get onto that bandwagon, try the first month free at balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.